We have Lucas Hackman on 106.5 The Arch in Spencer's neighborhood. Do you have a couple minutes to talk about what happened last night?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened?
So I was in the dugout ready to go drag because we drag in between innings.
And, you're talking about drag the field?
Mm-hmm. And I just heard the crowd go wild, and I saw that there was a cat on the field, and I looked at one of our older guys, and he looked at me, and he was like, "You gotta go get it."
Okay, all right. So
veteran's like, "Hey, guess what, kid?"
So there was no drawing of the short stick, and you were the guy that they were like, "Hey, listen, just go get this cat." Now, when you were running out to get this cat from center field, at what point did you go, "I'm about ready to grab a cat, and it is going to destroy my body"?
Yeah, here's how dumb I am. I didn't even think about that at all. Like, all I saw was an adorable little kitten. I honestly thought I was just going to pick that thing up, put it in my arm, and just jog away all the cute stuff, but it did not work out that way at all.
No. No, no, it didn't.
My cat, when it was a kitten, would scratch the absolute living daylights out of my arms all the time. And I'm a little crazy now, but I live to tell the tale. So all you have to look forward to is just a little strangeness in your life. There's something in those cat claws that just makes you a little weird, but you should be fine.
Right. Yeah, I've never had a cat before, so I didn't really know how to deal with it. And obviously I wasn't handling it. No way, I should have.
How do you feel about cats now?
I don't think I feel any better about it.
Except for, the good luck that the cat brought, obviously, for the team is probably pretty exciting.
If that's the spark we need, I'll take it.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Lucas Hackman. He is the grounds crew member that got viciously attacked by this wild cat on the field at Busch Stadium.
So do you know what happened to the kitty cat?
I don't. I let it out outside, and then it was actually trying to get back in the stadium, and some ushers were dealing with it, and then I had to go to first aid, and I never saw it again. But
oh man, so rally could be on the loose, because there's been a couple news reports saying the Humane Society of Missouri has rally cat. We talked to them this morning, and they're like, "No, we never had the cat in our possession. We're not sure who's saying that." So I'm glad that you're telling us what actually happened. Lucas Hackman, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully no more cats get out on the field. Or if they do, you might not be the one that has to go out and get it.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucas.